You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me.
In this episode, I'm chatting with Harriet Pryor. Harriet will be known not only to Anfield Wrap listeners, but also to people who watch LFC TV or Sky Sports or sometimes BBC Sports or any other number of sports-based things in which she's invited on to speak. As Harriet explains, football wasn't something she got into immediately when she was younger, largely because of where she lived.
I grew up on the sort of border of Cambridgeshire and Essex. So I live now in Essex. I obviously live here now. My parents live in Essex, but I grew up more on the Cambridgeshire side. So didn't really like follow football. Wasn't really any team locally that I followed. And so it was kind of one of those things where everyone supported anyone. I think you've had people on here before who have said like, yeah, everyone was United fans or everyone was, there was none of that. There was no sort of sense of everyone was United or this or that. I'd say the majority were Arsenal, probably because it was closest up the road. So yeah, I grew up very, very countryside, nothing really around me. So yeah, it was fun.
So that kind of leads me on to my next question then, which is what your first memory of football is in any way, shape or form.
Really interesting. I don't remember ever kicking a ball around in the playground or like ever having it at home or ever it being something I engaged with. And the first time I really remember football is just watching it on TV, just right. Having it on TV if it was at home. And I can't remember specific games because it would just be on if there was a big tournament happening, a Euros, a World Cup, if it was a big league game, because my dad would always follow it. He'd always watched it. So it'd just be on in the house, but I really don't remember ever interacting with an actual football and playing football until 14 onwards, you know. So my first real memory was just having it on in the house. And then the really clear memory I have is Istanbul. And it's funny because my dad had a lot of people around for the Istanbul game, and there was a few of his mates who came around, some Liverpool fans, some not. And I watched the first half. I kind of dipped my head in and see what was going on. Because at that point, I was 9. So I was engaging with football. I liked it, but I didn't really have like any really strong feelings about it. And then by the end, I remember celebrating so much with everyone else and just thinking like, I really vividly remember thinking, I really like this. I like this sense of community. I like this sense of belonging. I like this sense of collective joy